Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, David. Hello, Dan. Good morning, Jill. Karen. Good morning, Venerable Tonto. Mary. Nico, I said hi. Good morning, Patricia. Hemant and Patty. Good morning, Peter. Rainey. Susanna. Yeshua. Welcome, everybody. Venerable Tenzin Lama, I missed you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Heen. Good morning, Ceci. Good morning, Carolina.
Buenos días.
Good morning, Don. Good morning, William. Good morning, Jessica. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Geshe Kelly is here.
Good morning. Good morning. Ya,
we start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. It's on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. Heyata omune mane maha munaye so. Verses of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha, also on page 34. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, Maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering in the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now on page 37, the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all singling, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Okay, now the verse of praise and mantra for Intra. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Sanje Chodan Soji Chonam La Chanjo Dage Chishin Jebe Sunam Jandala Benja Sanje Nunda Sanje Chodan Soji Chonam La Chanjo Pardon Dale Dage Chishin Jebe Sunam Jandala Benja Sanje Chada Soje Chonamla Chanjo Pan Dage Chishin Jebe Sunam Jola Peja Sanje Sanje Sora Rada Jebe Rada Jebe Rada Jebe Tambe Chinje Chinde Dije Jindama Hai Kanapunda Nika Chon Any questions?
Yes, Geshe-la, there are two questions.
Oh, yeah. I hope there's no difficult one.
The first question is, last week, someone asked a question about the value of praying for others who are in difficult situations, since we cannot change their karma. Though it is true that we cannot change others' karma, isn't it also true that we can influence or affect their karma through our prayers and our own actions of body, speech, and mind? That we can create positive changes in their karma, either directly by giving them encouragement or indirectly by influencing their environment or people who are around them. Even prayer alone has been scientifically proven to make positive changes in others, even at a distance, and even if the person is not aware that they are being prayed for. Isn't there always a realistic hope that we can make a difference?
Well said, well said, well said. That's all I can say. Well said. Next one.
The fifth stanza of the eight verses of thought transformation says that when others mistreat me, I shall accept defeat and offer the victory to others. Sometimes I can do this, externally at least. I don't argue or talk back or complain about them behind their back. I just stay silent. But in my mind, I am not accepting the defeat. I am telling them exactly how they are wrong and I am right. At least my mouth is silent, but how do I help my mind stay silent and truly let things go?
Oh, that's a very good start. Very good start. Hard, no, like, sorry, like, not easy. Always think about options. Based on your peace of mind, always think about the option based on protecting your peace of mind. That's your moral responsibility. So now what do you do if somebody criticizes you? There's risk, there's great risk that you may lose your peace of mind. It means your mental happiness. What kind of outcome that you're hoping for if you argue is all boils down on no matter what we do, every moment you, other, everybody looking for something good. That's the fact, nothing to do with the religions, beliefs. It's just a fact. Based on that, so now here's the situations. Somebody criticizing you may have always have reason that somebody criticize. The reason might not be relevant or valid. So that's how all kind of stress been generated. All types of stress has been generated. Not profoundly understanding what we are seeking, what we are seeking. We are not seeking fight. Are we seeking fight? Are we seeking... I don't believe that not even one living beings are like seeking fight. But we are seeking, that's our innate right. Yeah, we are seeking something good. That's our inner right. So we have to recognize that, not you. Don't ever think that you are the only one who has interest and everybody else is made out of machines. No feelings. They have no interest. Don't think like that. Don't act like that. And you are going to lose so much. You are not going to gain anything. Oh. So now here's the situation. So, Dala Shinji topic is someone else out of jealousy picking on you, looking on you, calling your name, criticizing, then it goes on and on. Out of jealousy, nobody criticizes. Nobody criticizes somebody out of loving kindness, compassion. Mainly out of disturbing thoughts. And in this case, clearly mentioned jealousy, out of jealousy. I think it's very difficult, particularly in the Western world, that you are taught in very young age to fight. Compete, fight. Next door business is going out of business. No need to show sympathy. That's probably, look at that like victories. Not good. Not good. No. Nobody's going to win by losing someone. That's just our ideas that we are taught. It's just our idea. Like, as a human nature is, is goodness. How you can, like, deep down, no, let's not talk about the surface level, deep down, how you can be happy knowing somebody's going to suffer. That's really hard to believe. When you see someone's going through some difficulty or some pain, you don't express anger. Do we? Huh? Do we express anger? No, we don't express anger. Why? You realize the human nature, realize the situation does not deserve anger. It deserves some kind of sympathy or empathy or compassion. That's what you do. Regardless, Tibetan, American, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, that's what we do. Human nature. That's why I'm saying deep down, it's like hard to believe that you enjoy somebody's, going through pain. That's hard to believe. You may be thinking that you enjoy, actually it's ignorance. It's not, you are not really enjoying. Deep down, when you go deep down, you don't enjoy. That's quite obvious. So now, out of jealousy, criticizing, not easy. If you can apply that piece of practice or the message implemented in your day-to-day life, you get immense benefit. Physically, mentally, first you get immense benefit mentally. So benefit has positive impact on your physical health too. Not easy. Is it impossible? No, it is possible. Is it easy? Not easy. Is it a piece of cake? It's not a piece of cake. So now you face the situation. What kind of solution do you choose? Ask yourself, what kind of solution you choose? Don't expect your ego may want to say something. Don't expect the person going to be, don't expect that person not going to say anything. That person probably say more. So now, are you enjoying peace of mind? Probably not. Or he or she, if they are enjoying the peace of mind? No. How all this happened? Because of thinking. Very much driven by self-centric attitude. Very much driven by self-centric attitude does not have any clue how to achieve peace of mind, calm mind. Has any clue? It's been like this, unfortunately, since beginning of this life. Means we are born, self-centered ego is already there. So we become the slave of that. So our lives are very much dictated by their self-centered ego. Very much driven by that. So now is time to part. Part, how is it? Part. But unfortunately, not being kind, some people will take advantage. That's why you need wisdom. You need wisdom. It can't be just, you know, like blindly sacrificing yourself. You need wisdom or compassion, both. It's like serve as like two wings. Then you can fly properly. Because now you have two wings instead of one wing. Oh, so you need wisdom. Oh. Do you ever been in this situation that you're offering victory for others? Did you ever? If you are in that situation, when you recall that event, does it bring you joy or dissatisfaction? One question. When you are doing it, do you have more ignorance or more wisdom? When you are doing it, why you are doing it? Oh, this all, you know, many things, you know. Yeah, the self-centric ego always want to fight, does not have any clue the importance of calm mind, peace mind, just talk, just between two lips, just talk. When it's come down to practical level, self-centric ego is completely blind, does not even have any clue the importance of peace of mind, calm mind. That's why we fight. Oh. What is the result? What kind of outcome are you hoping? Maybe something good? That's almost impossible. What kind of goodness come out of fighting? Someone's going to get hurt. And what kind of outcome are you looking for? Like physical outcome is like physical comfort or mental comfort, what kind of outcome you're hoping? Are you getting that, like, are you achieving that outcome? If not, maybe time to breathe, sit back and rethink. No sake of religion, sake of your own well-being. Sake of only your well-being, you have to be smarter. It's smart, you know? Does it make sense? That's all the spiritual practices about. It's not like imitating something. It's all the spiritual practices about why life is complicated. It's not perfect. There's problem here, there are physical problems related to mind, the things that you see you don't like, things that people say you don't like. All this like wave, the wild wave of actions, how you can survive. We have to think that how I'm going to survive, how I try to help myself to survive in the center of this wild wave of sound, like look or smell or taste, touching something. How are you going to survive? There are some people that rely on saying prayer, some people that rely on meditating, some people drink all kinds of things. Like people are not like doing nothing. People are doing all kinds of things. Don't say, oh, we are doing nothing. No. We are doing all kinds of things. For what? Because hoping something good? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Good outcome. Are you aware? The question is, are you aware of good outcome? Are you aware? If you are fully aware, then use the approach that match with the outcome. Don't use the approach that doesn't match with the outcome. So what kind of approach that match with outcome? Kindness, compassion, loving kindness, compassion, gentle thought, gentle word, gentle mind, gentle physical action, noble actions, noble speech, noble thought. All these are the right approach for the good outcome. Harsh word, the approach doesn't match. We talk about match. We talk about match. Even the cloth when you wear, when it's match, it looks good, right? When you wear the cloth, we talk about match. Why we talk about match? It looks good. Yeah, same thing. When it's a match, it looks good. Oh, approach, oh. You know, it's quite amazing, like every single day, what kind of thought lies, oh, mom. What kind of thought every single day to rise? Is all good? No. Why does all kind of thought rise? Because we have desire. We have desire. But not having desire, that's the best, that's hard thing to achieve. You know, then desire, that, based on that, you know, all kind of thought rise. All kind of thought rise. Okay. So now back to the first questions. So I think there's nothing much to say. I think that person, there's more like statement than questions. It's already said quite clearly. Condition can be removed. But karma is like individual responsibility, not somebody else's responsibility. So because of that, I think it's hard I think it's also important to you to look up what is this, all these teachings or information about karma. It's good to look it up and study. Being here almost like 22 years in the West, realize people are very quick to blame themselves. Maybe people don't understand karma. Maybe you don't understand karma, that you blame yourself, and you think that you have control over every outcome. That is ignorance. Sorry to say, you know, maybe studying karma probably will help you to minimize blaming yourself. Again, what are you looking? Good outcome. Why? Because I'm Buddhist. Not true. Living being, every living being looking for good outcome, something good, looking, seeking goodness by eating, raising kids, going here, going there, doing all kinds of things, going to school, getting degrees. What we are all seeking? Goodness. That's all we are seeking. So that needs to keep in your mind. Any situation, any circumstance, need to be very mindful about that. So then acting based on that, more likely, not out of disturbing thought, maybe out of wisdom. So this particular stanza is emphasizing facing a challenge with positive attitude, even though it almost seems like impossible, but it's possible. It's possible. Whenever you approach any kind of circumstance with a positive attitude, you gain. Whenever we approach with any kind of situation with negative mindset, you lose. That's the conclusion, you lose. So does that have something to do with religion? No. It is a fact. It's a fact. Oh, it's a fact. Oh. Otherwise, how you define calm mind, peaceful mind? If the compassion is not calm mind, peaceful mind, if loving kindness is not calm mind, peaceful mind, what kind of, how you define, how are you going to define calm mind, peaceful mind? How? No, not that. Okay. So very good questions. The last, both of them very good questions. So any of you want to contribute, to say something, please welcome.
Geshe-la, there are also two more questions now.
Yeah, maybe one. First, here, Andrew wants to say something. Give me some break.
My pleasure. I think about this a lot. I try to recite these eight verses for training the mind, and you get to that one. I think it's great, right? It's really, really wonderful. First of all, that you are now aware, right? You're aware that you still have this desire, this need, this wish to say something. The fact that you can not say it, as you say, Geshe-la, it's a very good start. If we could just not say it, if everybody could just keep their mouth shut, it'd be a whole lot better world, right? But the fact, that's an easier one to do compared to stopping the mind, stopping the thought. We're thinking all the time. As you said, we're conditioned in this country, at least, we're conditioned to think that, no, you're not gonna get over on me, you know. We're conditioned to think, no, I have to stand my ground. We're conditioned to think that we have to fight. We have to stand up for ourselves. Whenever I talk about compassion and kindness to the guys in prison, they always say, well, yeah, that sounds nice, but I can't allow myself to become a doormat. I can't let people walk all over me. I tell them my experiences that by living a compassionate life, a loving life, I don't have that experience. People don't try to walk over me. People come to me, they want to know me. They hope that maybe I can help them in some way. I don't have that. When I had the attitude that, oh no, I'm going to get you before you get me, or you did this, I was always having people in my face. I was creating the causes and conditions for that to happen. You know, so I think the fact that we can be aware that we're thinking like this, it's kind of like the man who's walking down the path, right, and there's a hole. He keeps falling in the hole because he's not aware there's a hole there, right? Finally, he becomes aware, oh, there's a hole. But he keeps falling in the hole because of habit, right? And so now we got to break that habit. So by zipping it, not saying anything, that's the start of breaking that habit. Now we can work on the mind. And as you said, we can look at, is this going to benefit me if I say something? Is it going to benefit them? Am I going to get a happy result, a good result? Chances are, no. Hasn't been my experience. Anyway, I always got the exact opposite of what I was hoping for.
Well said, well said. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So you say, like, I don't want to be like doormat.
Doormat, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be doormat.
Yeah, doormat. That's an expression we use.
Like
a doormat we walk on, right? Geshe-la, I just want to add to what Andre was saying, and that is that the fact that we even conceive of an option of thinking a different way is huge. Not that we have to walk down that way right away, but even that we consider it. So using the metaphor of the hole, you know, the person goes down the street, sees the hole, doesn't see the hole, falls in. Next day, goes down the street, sees the hole, walks around the hole, And then the third day, because maybe we have a different thinking option, goes down a different street.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, first time is spacing out, fell down. And the second time, pretending is not there, falls. And eventually realizes there. And maybe like last moment, I'll choose a different path. So, you know, so like, of course it helps, you know, like talking, discussing, reminding. Then at the end that need to implement. Otherwise, you know, just keep talking and talking and talking, talking, no actions. Just talk, 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 no actions. Nothing going to change. Nothing going to change. You know, they don't ever think that our issue is over. No, it's not over. There'll be issue some, maybe tomorrow. So always need to be prepared. So here you have saying like, prepare for worse, hope for good. So that's the teaching. Doesn't say Buddhist or this is just, this is just important message for the life to live. Good life means like a peaceful life. So, you know, like always prepare for worse. That means like, yeah, you can control this, very hard to have control over your own mind. How in the world that you are thinking, you can have control of somebody else's mind. You have no clue at all, you know. So that's why we have to prepare for the worst. That does not mean every single day is going to be worse. No, it doesn't mean like that. But need to prepare. That means prepare for what? To save yourself. That's all. Save yourself, you know. Say, oh, it all boils down to that. So, and either you can remind yourself by meditations, reciting prayer, reciting mantra, whatever ways that you can help yourself, you can remind yourself, what is the best way to approach if there's like situations. What's the best way to approach? Best in terms of what? Protecting yourself. Religion don't need to protect us. You don't need to protect religions. It's going to be, it's there. Thousands of years ago, it's going to be probably there. A couple thousand years. You don't need to protect. What do you need to protect? Yourself. This is your moral responsibility. Based on that, then think, you know, how you're going to approach. Oh. Seeing loving kindness, compassion is like a sign of weakness. That's completely wrong. Completely wrong. You have no clue. But loving kindness, compassion, how much strength that gives you when you embrace loving kindness, compassion. Any circumstance. Why? That gives people comfort. That's exactly what they're looking for. Likewise yourself. There's no difference. Don't ever think that nobody deserves some of the goodness. There's ignorance. It's not good. No? So based on that, based on the interests of other, interests of your own, based on that, then precisely calculate how you're going to approach the situations. No? If it's too difficult to approach situation out of loving kindness, compassion, just go away. Just take a break. You don't have to stick there. Who say you have to stick there? Stick. Who say you have to stick around? Nobody says you have choice. You can just take a break. Go somewhere else. If the object is too difficult to handle, just go somewhere else. What is the benefit of doing that? Oh, disturbing thought will die down slowly. It'll be probably distracted by nice trees or flowers. You may see somebody smiling, laughing. That kind of easier disturbing thought. Just sticking there. Why? To not hear what Andrew said again, like, stood up, how is it, stood up for, stood, how is it, stand up? Stand up for yourself, stand on your ground, out of what? That's not good enough, that's not good enough. You don't need to teach me that, my ego knows that very well. You don't need to teach me that. I stood my ground. The minute I was born, my self-centered ego teach me that very well. I'm having a hard time. No, it's not something that I don't know. My ego knows more than anybody, knows very well. More than doesn't need to be educated. Now, the stood up your ground, out of loving kindness, compassion, kindness, oh, there is something that I need to learn. For what? For my own well-being. My own protections, my own gain. So that, not just only you gain something, somebody else will gain something. Somebody's always nervous, always like hyper. When you be on that, kind of also like that, like affects you physically, kind of. Emotionally kind of affects you to make yourself kind of like uncomfortable, like, you know. So that's the energy, the amount of negative energy generated by that has negative impact on other people, you know, makes like, then of course also it's produced like opportunity to you to, you know, like show sympathy. So that's what exactly Buddhists are going to do. So like that, okay. So stood up from your ground. Stand up from your ground. Stand your ground. We can stand on our ground when we are born, so that we learn slowly. I mean physically. So mentally, we already know that. So now, it's important. Stand up for your ground out of loving kindness, compassion. There need to be teach. Whole family, community, world will be benefited from that. Oh. So then, no, that's a good thing, Thomas.
Okay, good one. The other questions, if there is time, I would like to hear a little about skillful means. How can ordinary people without clairvoyance employ skillful means? And the other question is, our worst...
That's the first one.
That's the first question.
Can you repeat this, please?
I would like to hear a little about skillful means. How can ordinary people without clairvoyance employ skillful means?
In order to answer that question, I don't have any skill. I must have had no any skill, so I'm just learning. That's how to answer. I don't think we have to have clairvoyance in order to have skill. It's like there's many kinds of skill. Ordinary is like in the Buddhist teachings, the word ordinary has been used based on mental qualities, not based on the abilities, based on mental qualities. If you're experiencing shunyata directly, then you are considered as supreme being. Doesn't matter. Monks, nuns, lay person, women, men, doesn't matter. Whoever experiences shunyata directly, then you are considered as a supreme being. Then there's like a very special title called Arya, Arya beings. ordinary, so then if you don't experience based on that, that statement, so the ordinary means someone who does not experience shunyata directly, so this causes ordinary. Generally speaking, there's not ordinary like this. And you could say beginner or somebody never study something, then you can say I'm very beginner. So then you may need some help because from someone who already studied the text and who has some experience, so that can like help you to like I say they can that person can mentor you. First of all, to explain the teaching itself. Then the second, you know, so then maybe by example, how to implement them into day-to-day life, these kinds of things. So you could say, I consider myself a beginner, I never meditate. So I'm just learning how to meditate and try to understand, oh. No, so that's that. So I don't think like skill is not related to the clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is the result. Not immediate result, is the result of achieving one of the best concentrations through meditations. So once you achieve that, the one of the best concentrations, what we call shamatha. So then after that, you know, because now you can focus, you can now really focus, not just focus, you can really put focus on one single object as long as you want. Single object, as long as you want. So that kind of mental power produces different types of clairvoyance. So then the particular clairvoyance that allows you to read people's thought. So that you can really help them because you see their thought, you see what they are thinking, you see. Then according to that, you can approach according to that. So then you can be more helpful if you can read somebody else's thought. So that requires very strong, single-pointed or concentrations. No, it requires concentration. Okay. Well, so the next one.
Our worst enemy, the self-centered attitude, is the reason we are not willing to let go. If just being mindful of the impermanence of the negative mind state isn't enough, then thought transformation teachings come in handy. This is the nature of samsara. I guess this is a commentary, I guess. This is the nature of samsara. What do I expect? Experiencing this mistreatment is exhausting my negative karma. It's like purification.
Well said, well said. Nobody wants it. Oh, so kind of remind me, and can you repeat your question? Kind of not question that what you call commentary or statement.
Our worst enemy, the self-centered, selfish attitude, is the reason we are not willing to let go.
Oh, okay, now, thank you. Letting go. Yeah, we all have issues. We all have issues of letting go. Because we like to create stories. So we like to blame, not like, but we do blame ourselves. You know, so that's become part of, we think it's become part of your life. Actually, it's not. So, letting go. I think once we learn how to prioritize, what is the priority in your life? The best priority is calm mind. is the best part to combat. Well, so then, Milarepa, the great master, he has only like one pot made out of clay. There's only one he possesses where he drinks. One day is like going to the creek to getting water to cook nettle. Nettle, he eats nettle. That's all he eats. There's nothing available. One day is going down the creek getting water. He sleeps. Then he loses the control of the clay pot. That clay pot tried to like hit it on a piece of rock, broke. What we are going to say? If that happened to us, what are you going to say? What Milarepa said is right here, is gone. It's nature impermanent. Finish. Story finish. Oh, if that happened to us, you know, we don't talk about now, nobody use clay pot for drinking. Any possession that you have, not being mindful or something that, something breaks. We are not going to say, oh, it's right there, it's now it's gone, it's nature impermanent. We don't say that. That's why letting go is not easy. So we say, why it break, how it break, it would have, should have, could have, that mantra we recite. Not just one mala. We recite 10 malas. Today, next day, we recite 20 malas. Talking about let it go, how you want to let it go. No, would have, should have, could have, doesn't help. So that's not the way to let it go. So, things happen, people die, things break. When it breaks, it breaks. Having any conversation on that things is not going to do anything good. The things doesn't come back, it's already broke. So then impermanent, teaching of the impermanent become very handy if you can implement. You know, that's part too big to say. No worry, no concern. That's the best. Should not worry, should not concern. Without that, letting go is hard. Or not just that, we hold it on very tightly. Not realizing what you're looking for, deep down, goodness. That's not how you look for goodness. You are making yourself so tight, mentally, physically so tight, it's not good. I'm not saying that, I accomplished letting go, but all my friends here and there, all of us, we need to think. We need to think. Is there any way to make ourselves less vulnerable? Less vulnerable. Is there a way to make ourselves less vulnerable, holding, as a losing the grip that we have grip so tightly on things, opinions, ideas, beliefs, sport team, basketball team. Need to learn how to enjoy without grieving so tightly on something. So always prepare for worse. Always prepare for yourself. Prepare for yourself to ready to let it go. No, then let it go. Otherwise, it makes you so tight. Physically, mentally, it makes you so tight. And it's not good. That means you are not flexible. That means you are not balanced well. You are not well balanced because you are too tight. So then that's why you go to yoga. To loosen up. Even that not easy, but you go to yoga, so there's a, put your head on the ground and lift up your, so there's like, how? Yeah, there's people do that. So there is a some kind of, you never did kind of shock. But you one time, two time, three time, now you become easier, much easier. So then you see some new people come, take the, how? Like, this, isn't it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly. It's possible. Slowly, slowly. Yeah, so now I think time's over. So thank you very much. And if some of you are not staying at the meditation, so there, because our the stupa power needs to be, our stupa needs to be cleaned a little bit. If you don't mind to sacrifice some of your time to maybe clean on the stupa a little bit, looks a little bit like not clean. So then I'm also thinking that instead of prayer wheel outside, this kind of looks now really old. So I want to clean them. If somebody can help to take them down, take them out. So then I'll clean them, make it more, look more new and more attractive. So then more attractive that people like to touch. So then they create merit. Okay, so if you can help to take out, so then I'll greatly appreciate it. Okay, thank you very much. So then, alhamdulillah, maybe do dedication. So do we have like meditation today or no? Taking their break? Then it's up to the people who participate, so. Yeah. Maybe online here on Zoom or YouTube. Do you want to take break today for meditations? You want to take break, meditations? Majority, democracy. Democracy. Yeah, people, also, if you want to take a break, please raise your hand. Raise your hand. So now, democracy, you see these people?
I can see how many people are, have their hands up.
Yeah, please, can you do one more time to raise up a little bit? When you, if you want to take a break. Hmm?
Yeah, let's take a break today, Geshe-la.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. So, oh, yeah. So then we'll finish the class today here, okay? Venerable Alhamdulillah, we'll do the dedication. And thank you very much, all of you. So I'm looking here. Probably I'm supposed to look there, but no, it's kind of hard. There's only a small hole there. I can't see, I cannot see nothing. I see everything here, so now I have to look there in order for you to see me. So there's like a interesting lesson here. Look, looking there, seeing here. Yeah.
May all beings, the dedication verses on page 246 in the gold prayer book. 246.
I will also come to help. I will also help to clean because no meditation. So.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. And may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers on page 244 and 245. The land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And on page 245, the long life prayer. For Sarah J. The one who masters speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who sees the name Amitare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void. Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche on page 244. You uphold the subduer's moral way. You serve as a bountiful bearer of all. Sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Doris doctrine. Who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, favor of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And Green Tara Mantras for Geshe Kelik and Geshe Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.